both mentioned earlier. The three gzeiros of the Yevonim decreed Shabbos, Chodesh, Mila. A lot has been said, Shabbos and Mila is Poshet, Yisoides of Yiddishkeit, that the Yevonim were trying to take away. Shabbos and Mila, Chodesh, Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, what disturbed them so much? Rav Baruch explained, he gave him a halach, perhaps we'll in Beis HaMedrash B'lai Chiddush, we'll discuss another mahalach. Also, we've discussed the connection between Yosef HaTzadik and the story of Hanukkah. Again, much has been said, but I want to share with you a mahalach, a Chiddush Tikkun Mahalach in this whole Inyan. And Bifrat, that which is very little discussed, Kamat Svarim, do not discuss it Bechlal, and it requires a Hezber, is the terrible end and the terrible tragedy that befell the Chashmonaim. We know they had Mamish Nebuch, a bitter end, because they were Toifis, the Malchus Beis David, the Chashmonaim themselves were Koyanim, and they took the Malchus Beis David, and the Ramban is Marech, how they were punished terribly, there's no Zecha left of them. Al Pi the Svarim HaKadoshim, Bipi Pnimis HaTorah, Bnei Sofcha says it, Barichus, and others, that Be'emes, the Chashmonaim saw Beruach Kotchom, the Hegiyah Zman, that Dafka the Chashmonaim, the Koinim Gedolim, they have to be Toifas Malchus Beis David. And the question is, Taka, Bnei Sof says Beferish, that they saw Beruach Kotchom. Why was it Dafka now, at this point, where they had to re-initiate the whole Malchus Beis David, and Befrat, even though they weren't even from Mizera Melucha, they weren't Mizera Yehuda, they were Koinim. Over the Mahalach very Bekitza, it's a long Mahalach, but Mamish very Bekitza, and the Tamsis is Kefia Yedua. It must be the first Rashi in the Torah, you look it up later yourselves, but it must be the Shakar Tara in the first Rashi in a Peladika way. Ve'etzem, the Rebbein Shalom created the Bria. When Hashem created Adam and Rishon, the Pasuk says, Pru Ravu Milu Sa'aret V'chivshuha. The Rebbein Shalom gave a command for Adam and Rishon to be Koivish, to be a conqueror. Uradu B'tgat Hayom Bo'if HaShemayim. He told Adam and Rishon to be a ruler, a shoylet, a shalit, a conqueror. And Rebbein Shalom gave a tzivui to Adam Rishon, that you are the ruler, you are the shalit of the whole Bria. And there's the bearer of this, again, Bekitza Nimrod, the bearer of this whole idea that Adam is a shalit of the whole Bria, was Nizbara between Yaakov and Esau. We know the Gemara Bar Metzia says that Shufrei the Yaakov can Shufrei the Adam Rishon. The Yaakovin represents Adam Rishon, Adam the Kedusha, Esau, Adam Blial, Adam the Klippa. And Yitzchok benched Yaakov Avinu. Hevei gevila achecha, yavducha amim, v'yishtachivu lucha l'umim. Hevei gevila achecha, v'yishtachivu lucha b'nei mecha. Yitzchak Avinu benched Yaakov, that you are the shoylet. Yavducha amim, all the other nations have to bow down to you. You are the shoylet of the Bria. You are the conqueror. In other words, the whole bracha, the whole tzivui to Adam and Rishon, the kivshua or adu, that Adam's a shoylet, that was chal and Yaakov Avinu with Bechaz Yitzchak. Esav, fakert. Esav also asked his father for a bracha. And Yitzchak benched Esav. V'etachicha tavoit. Esav, you are an Eved. You are an Eved. You are an Eved of Yosef, of Yaakov Avinu. Novrot. V'hoyak ashetorit. When Yaakov Avinu, when Yisrael, ein oisin retzayne shal makam, says the pasuk, v'farakta uloi mi'al tzavorecho, mi'al tzavorov, the Klal Yisrael, ein oisin retzayne shal makam, so then Esav, you're not an Eved anymore, Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim, Kliyok and others are Madaik. And the Rabbi Shalom never gave Rishus for Esav to be a Shoylet on Klal Yisrael. All it says is that if Klal Yisrael are sinning, so then Esav can throw off his yoke, can throw off Yaakov's Shlita on him. But Esav's not a Shoylet. Nobody's a Shoylet in Olam Hazeh. The ruler and the conqueror of Olam Hazeh is Adam, it's Yaakov Avinu, it's Bnei Yisrael. Even when he looks for carrot, even when Klal Yisrael will go into a galus, and even if things look mamish that we're being trodden on, we have to know, and every Yid has to know that he is the Shoylet. And where did it come out mamish in its full manifestation, in its full glory, b'pshuto shel mikra? That's the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik. He was sent to Mitzrayim alone, and he became a prisoner in Mitzrayim. And from the prison of Mitzrayim, he became the Shoylet. He became the Shalat Ha'aretz, who are Mashbi, who are Shoylet. And it's a pelvic azach that he gets taken straight out of jail, gets brought to Paroi, and he starts bossing Paroi around. He interprets the dream, and he tells Paroi exactly what to do. And everybody asks, well, sir, see a prisoner here. How dare you open your mouth? You know, by the king, you say what you asked to say and no more. And here, Yosef HaTzadik is telling Paroi what to do. But the Teretz is, because Yosef HaTzadik realizes that he's a Shoylet. Ela told of Yaakov Yosef, Kol Mashir El Yaakov El Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is the Shoylet. He gets pulled to Paroi. Yosef's margish that the time has come for him now to be the Shoylet. to be the Kivshua, to be the Radu, as was told to Adam Arishan. And again, it's the whole Arichas, I'm just to be Mamish Bekitz and Nimrod, when Yosef Tzadik didn't, when he didn't listen to Paitifa. So the Medrash Rabba says that Yosef Tzadik had a dialogue with Eishes Paitifa. And he said to Eishes Paitifa that Adam Arishan was put into Gan Eden and he was given an assign and he failed. How can I do that very with you? Adam is Nichshal after me, Mesakin. So Yosef is getting into a dialogue with Eishes Paitifa about Adam Arishan, who's in the ancient Egyptian history books, I don't know if they talked about Adam Arishan, is what's Yosef talking to Eishes Paitifa about Adam Arishan. But you see that Yosef's got the Hargosha that he's the Radu over here, he's the Koivish over here. And therefore, Taka, when he gets brought to Pari, he says to Pari, I'm telling you what to do. And that's why when Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, Yosef Tzadik was prepared Klal Yisrael for Yitzias Mitzrayim. When they came out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbein Shalom gave them a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. You are Koivea in the Bria. You, Klal Yisrael, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Kiddush HaChodesh is Koivea, that you are the Koivea in the Bria. You know, the Sfasem Agav says that Yosef Tzadik never felt in Golos when he was in Mitzrayim. Yosef Tzadik never felt in Golos. Yosef Tzadik is a ruler. He was a born ruler, wherever he is. When he was by Yaakov, he was also ruling over his brothers. He's a ruler, and he had to bring out that rulership El Hapoel when he went down to Mitzrayim. So Rabban Shalom gave Klal Yisrael Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. This you are the Kiveah, and every Yid has to know the Chayv Adam Loima that he is a Shoilet over here, and whatever matzav he's put in, it can't be worse than Yosef Atzadik. And every Yid has to feel he has the Koyach to be a Shoilet in all the matzav. And Agav, you see, everything's Vashkocha Protest. Agav, you see that in all the Goliaths. It's been part of Klal Yisrael's problem. But in all the Goliaths, there was always Yidin that made it to the king's court. There was always Yidin made it to Korav Lamalchus. Because the Yidin have it. The Yidin are just not some addiction to Malchus. The Yidin have it in them. They have leadership qualities in them. And therefore the kings of the Kohen always liked the Yidin. And they always fought the Yidin. It caused trouble. It caused anti-Semitism. But that's the way it is. That's because that's the Klal Yisrael are. We represent the Adam Arishan, the Kavshua, and the Radu. Memela, therefore you see also Peladik Azach in the story of Hanukkah, and the story also in the story of Purim, in the Maisa of Purim, that wasn't just that Klal Yisrael came out of the Gzera. Not just they came out of the Gzera, but they decided that we're going to show who's really Shoilet. In by Purim it says Beferish in the Megillah, and Abachu Asher Yishlatu Ayehudim Hema B'Sayneim. In other words, Parum, Achashverish Moichlem, Haman's hanging from a tree, and the Gzeres all are nullified, and yet Klal Yisrael said, no, Achashverosh, do you mind, give us a day, let us kill 40,000-50,000 of your people. Achashverosh said, yeah, fine, next day they come, we need one more day, another 40,000, another 20,000-30,000 killed. What's the tachlis of Klal Yisrael? He just got into the good books of Achashverosh, and now you're reporting that you don't mind if we wipe out your kingdom a bit. The vote is that Klal Yisrael have to show over here when Ashi Yishmetu Ayyudim, that the Yidin are the Shaltim. And the same thing as Mamish, the same thing as in the story of Hanukkah with the Yevonim. Where did Matisyo get the Koyach from? But the Matisyo got this Koyach from, and Yehuda Maccabee, they got this Koyach from the Hargosha that they learned from Yosef HaTzadik. Now Yosef HaTzadik taught them that even if you're Tachas Shiltaim somebody else, but you were the Shoilet. And Taka, they went on a rampage. You read Megillas Antiochus. They killed, there were 10 or 12 Milchomas. Yehuda Matityahu and his children were Loichem. They killed tens of thousands of Yevonim. The Mamash just went out to war. In other words, we'll show you who's the boss. That's the motto. That Klal Yisrael was given this, and Adam Rishon was given this. It was handed over to Yaakov, to Yosef, and Lo'oirach Kol Hadoiras. This is the Koyach that Klal Yisrael has to be the Shoilet. And that's why Taka the Yevonim were goyzer against Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the koyach that we are the shoilet. We are deciding. We are kiveya who's boss. We are kiveya what's going on in the Bria. And that they didn't want. In the times of the Yevonim, we had a Beis Hamikdash. We were living in Barzeinu, and we were getting too big for the Yevonim. And the Yevonim wanted to throw us down. They wanted us to appreciate that they are the tops. That they are the leaders and they are the rulers. And Remeda, therefore, they were going against Kiddush HaChodesh. Matisyahu wanted to show them the same as Mordechai and Esther wanted to show Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael is the Shoilet. And it's very meduyik, it's Yiduah, that Mordechai la Yichra ve la Yishtachave in the story of Purim. And the Medrash says that Be'etzem Mordechai had a raya that really Haman was his Eved. The whole story with the Nile, he showed him under the shoe. Haman was really Alpidin and Eved of Mordechai. Now Mordechai was showing him that. That's the same word. Haman, you're the Shoilet, you're an Eved. Esav was told of Esachicha Tavoid. All the Goyim are Avodim. Klal Yisrael is the Shoilet. He made it, therefore, that's why after the story of the Yevonim, the Bnei Sosra says, Behemoth, that Ne'er Hanukkah is Gematria Shoilet. And he explains that he says that the Baruch Kotchen, they saw the Higiyah's man temporarily, that they should be Shoilet, that they should have a Malchus and they should be Shoilet. And that's why they restored the Malchus, even though they were Koyanim, but they restored the Malchus because they saw Baruch Kotchen. That what the Yevonim wanted to take away, they have to restore. They have to show Be'emes that they are the Shoilet, they are the Shultan, that a Yid is a Shoilet, and nobody can take the Shlita away. And therefore, that's the connection also between Chanukah and the story of Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is in a Sinas Koyach for all Yidin, La'orech Kol Hadairus, that even if you're alone and the overwhelming odds are against you and you're a prisoner, it can't be worse. Nevertheless, a Yid has to feel that he's a Shoilet. And in the Soviet Union and then all the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael had, I heard from Sabata and all the Babcha Chosrib Lezanana Zech Tzadik Levrocha. He said how he was telling them how he personally used to speak to the big Russian officers. He used to make it very clear to them that he's the boss in their jail. And he survived. A Yid is a Shoilet. I mean, they see a Yid as a Shoilet and they have a pachat. I you're in jail, they can kill you at any time, but they didn't. Because if you show that you're the Shoilet, his Mordechai didn't get killed, and then the story is that, and the Matisyo Bonov, they were Koivish, the whole Greek army, and this is a Mordechai important Nakuda that we have to take upon ourselves. Nowadays, we're not fighting battles like Mamish wars with Matisyo against the Yevonim. Oh, but every Yid's got his challenges, and every Yid is facing Mamish's challenges. Every Yid's a prisoner of the Yitzhara. Every Yid is a prisoner. This is a dire where there's very strong forces, Ruchnistic forces against us. A Yid mustn't lose himself. The story of Chanukah and the Nes and the Nesinus Koyach of Chanukah is to show us that every Yid has to be Margish, that against all his Yitzharas, that's called a Melech. He's also, Yitzharas is also called a Melech. Also called the Melech, but he's not more of a Melech as Paro was, and Yosef put Paro in his place, and he's not more of a Melech than Antiochus was, and Mordechai put Antiochus and Matisyo put Antiochus in his place. We have to realize that all the koiches that are taking us away and tearing us away from the Torah, from Avodah, from Kirbas Eliki, we have to realize that every Yid has to be mechazik himself, that we are the Shoilet, and Rabbeinu Shalom wants us for Kivshua. And the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to show the Yetzirah and to show the world who's really the manik and who's really the shoilet. Every Yid has to be shoilet on himself. Every Yid is given a tzivui and a bracha, and especially from Yosef and Chanukah and Asinus Koyach, to be shoilet in himself in all his matzavim and in all his inyanim. A Yid must never feel a prisoner. He must never feel overwhelming odds against him. He must say that he has the koyach to show and to push and to conquer, and he's going to bulldoze through his life, and nothing will get into his way. That's the Nesinus Koyach. The koyach that we have from the Micha Moicha by Ilum Hashem, that we have from the story of Chanukah, the Ebshel Elf and Taka, everybody in his own personal life, in his own Chaim Aprati, should have that koyach to always to be koyvesh and always the koyach to push through, even if it seems very hard and very difficult and challenging, and the Nisyonos, whatever the Nisyonos are. Abba, every Yid is a fighter, every Yid is a warrior, and every Yid fights and fights to win. And the Baruch Shalom should help us, Taka, that we should be zoichet enough of Milchomas, and we should be zoichet to v'hishvat yichai aram in Oret, and we should be zoichet to v'hishvat in all the haftachas given, that all the swords will become plowed shields, and all the weaponry, all the ruchnistika weaponry won't be needed anymore, and we should be zoichet, Taka, that the whole world will recognize v'niskav Hashem levada b'yoymahu, y'bayoymahu yi Hashem echad v'shmoy echad v'mher v'meinu amin. Amen.